Dr. Robert Calley, K-A-L-L-E-Y, is one of the many little-known missionaries who came from Scotland in the 1800s. He was born in Glasgow in 1809 into an extremely wealthy family. He graduated as a medical doctor and settled down in practice at Kilmarnock in Ayrshire. At this stage, he was claiming he was an atheist, and some of his patients witnessed to him, note that, and he was finally converted to Christ in his mid-20s as a result of reading a book on fulfilled prophecy. He joined the Church of Scotland. But the most dominant feature of this man's life from now on was going to be a fervent, unflagging, evangelistic zeal. Or ahead of him, really, the thing that marks his life is this gifted personal evangelism. When he was 28, he married, and his wife was constantly sick, so they decided to go to the island of Madeira for her health's sake. Now, Madeira is a Portuguese colonized island in the Atlantic off the northwest coast of Africa. Calley immediately started services for the Scots who lived there, but his real aim was to reach the native Madeirans. So to do this, he learnt Portuguese and passed Portugal's medical examinations so he could act as a doctor to the ordinary people. Essentially, he'd made himself into a medical missionary. Next, he financed a network of 20 schools which had children in the day and adults in the evening, and the aim was to teach the people to read the Bible. To his absolute astonishment, something very like a spiritual awakening took place on Madeira. Hundreds of people who were soaked in nominal Roman Catholicism came to saving faith in Christ. Now, the Catholic authorities immediately retaliated. He was accused of being a Calvinist heretic, breeding Calvinists all over Madeira. The schools were closed down and preaching was prohibited. The bishop wrote out the accusations against him to be read in every Catholic church in Madeira. He was a Protestant. He was a Presbyterian. He was a Calvinist. He was guilty of proselytism under the cloak of helping the poor with medicine and education. He had abused the hospitality of Madeira, and he should be silenced. Now, the result of that was mob violence. Wild, lawless gangs hounded the new Madeiran Christians. The chant was, "Death to Calley, death to the wolf from Scotland." His house was looted, and with his wife, he was fortunate to escape on a British ship to the West Indies. But left behind were Calley's converts, and they were all now in serious danger. Leaving all their possessions behind them, 2,000 of them emigrated as evacuees and refugees on British ships and went to the West Indies. Some of them tried to find work in the sugar industry there, but in 1848 those poor refugees were evacuated by agreement with America to go and live in Illinois. While all this was going on, it's not surprising to read that Mrs. Calley's health wasn't getting any better. Using his independent means again, they went from one place to another for her health's sake, and at every place they went, this man made a mark for Christ. Finally, Mrs. Calley died in Beirut, leaving him a widower, aged 42. After a little while, he married a lady who was as dedicated to personal evangelism as he was. By 1855, they were discussing where could they go to serve the Lord. And it was that year they landed at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. No gospel church existed in Brazil at that time. The first missionaries to Brazil had been sent by Calvin from Geneva in 1557. But Jesuits had murdered those reformed missionaries, and as a result, Brazil had languished in darkness for 300 years. So Cali was to be the man who would plant the gospel in Brazil. Immediately he started services in his house. He asked some of the Madeirans who'd gone to Illinois to come back to help him, and they immediately did. And as far as Brazil is concerned, Cali now showed himself as a missionary statesman. He wrote hymns, he financed evangelists, he made an audience with the Brazilian emperor, and as a result, the Brazilian constitution to this day allows religious freedom. He invited experienced Christians to join him as a nucleus round which a Brazilian church could be built. In 1859, the American Presbyterian missionaries arrived to start evangelism in Brazil. But to their amazement, here was this Scotsman who had done most of the groundwork for Protestant missions to begin in Brazil. As an aside, Mrs. Cali mentions that one day he was walking in Rio and met a man called Mr. Clark, who owned a shoe business at Street in Somerset and was opening shops in Brazil. Always a Puritan Sabbatarian, Cali persuaded Clark to close his shops on Sunday, arguing that sales would go up. Clark believed they would go down. In the event, Clark did close his shops on a Sunday, and the sales increased, and Cali said to him, "Those who honour God, God honours." And as most of you will know, Clark's shoes still exist. Cali was to stay there 21 years. He left in 1876 when he was 66 years old. He retired to Edinburgh with his wife. The retirement was to last 12 years, during which he showed that passion for souls was going to be as fervent as ever. He was 78 when he died in 1888, and the funeral service was led by Hudson Taylor. Well, what of today? Well, because of Cali, there are four Presbyterian churches in Madeira which trace their existence directly to his work. In Illinois, there are two churches which connect their ancestry to the work of Cali in Madeira. In Brazil, the original Cali churches have now grown to 700 congregations, many of which are linked to the Evangelical Union of South America, or whatever its new name is now. The church Cali planted in Rio maintains a mission to Portugal, of all places, and there are 12 Evangelical Presbyterian churches in the Lisbon area, which are all byproducts of Cali's witnessing and work. His life leaves you breathless. If he interests you, I suggest you read The Wolf from Scotland. It's in the church library, it's in the church bookshop. But most of all, take heart the lessons of his life. The true Christian should always be a zealous witness to the Lord. How do we rate as witnesses for Christ? It's a fair and relevant question.